Now, a charity volunteer has travelled more than 24,000 miles around the northeast of England. Now, that's almost the equatorial circumference of the Earth, believe it or not. And this is to raise £150,000 for the Royal National Institute of Blind People, or RNIB. Now, John Clark from Stockton on Tees became an RNIB sooty box collector after retiring as a finance manager in 2012. Now, since then, he's built up a huge network of places to host his sooty collection boxes, with just under 400 across an area that spans from Hartlepool to Hinderwell. And John joins me now. Hi, John.
Hi.
Now, congratulations, by the way. That's a fantastic amount.
It's what I've always wanted to do. I wanted to get more and more, and I set myself targets, which I sometimes fail, but I'm happy with where I am at the moment.
So what is your kind of targets then?
Well, the very first year I started, I set a somewhat unrealistic target of 10,000 for the first year. Unfortunately, I missed that by about £100. But since then, I've been getting more and more boxes, more and more sites. And I've done some store collections as well, which has boosted the takings. And then I noticed I was getting close to £20,000 a year on average. So I gave it a little extra push. And in July of this year, I managed, after 7.5 years, exactly, I'm pedantic, I know, I'd hit £150,000, which achieved my target. So all I have to do now is keep it up.
No, it's amazing. Have you always been charity-minded, then?
My parents were very much so, even though they were relatively poor. They always set money aside for a variety of charities, numbering about 10 or 11, but the RNIB was amongst them. And so I just sort of picked up what became the norm, and throughout my working life, I've supported a few. And now in retirement, I think the last count, including RNIB, I've got 21 charities I support.
I was reading that you've got 400 boxes at the moment dotted about. You must have to be really well organised for this.
Well, as I said earlier, I'm quite pedantic. And I like organising things and people. I suppose that it's in my nature, but the jobs I had encouraged that. So everything's on computer. And when I visit a site, I was out on Saturday catching up on some. As soon as I come back, I have a look and I see how much I've got and when I should next go. If it's not a lot, I might leave it 9 months. If it's quite a lot, I might leave it 2 months. So I just cut and paste them into the relevant month to be collected later. So I don't waste my time going to pick up £2 or £3 on a regular basis. If it's very poor, I might drop the box altogether, but I try not to go to a site if I know it's going to be poor. There's a tiny pub in a little village at the southern end of my area. And the first time I went there, I was just getting £10, £15. And then suddenly there was £300 in. And apparently what they were doing was they had a quiz night, and they put the entrance fee for the quiz into one of three charities. Unfortunately, I'm one of those three. So I regularly pick up £100 from there, and I go every 2 to 3 months.
So you tend to focus on perhaps smaller places then?
The little corner shops are quite lucrative. And again, they vary massively. Mm. But corner shops and pubs are our mainstay. Cafes aren't very good. The vast majority are pubs, working men's clubs, corner shops, post offices, opticians.
You must be a well-known face then around the area.
It surprised me how quickly people got to recognise me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one guy said he was still untranquilised with having met me.
So it must keep you fit doing all this running about.
It does help. I've had trouble with arthritis in my back, my hip, knees, shoulders, you name it. And when I was working, I was predominantly office-based, so I'd sit hunched up over a computer getting embroiled in what I was doing. And then, much to the amusement of the staff, I'd try to stand up and almost fall over. out and about. I drive for 5 minutes, I walk for 5 minutes, I drive for 10, walk for 10. So it's perfect. I don't get as stiff as I used to, and it's been quite useful to me. In fact, I'm probably fitter now than I was 10 years ago.
Do you ever get a chance to actually raise awareness about sight loss itself when you're out collecting the boxes?
Well, I do. When I'm out about in supermarkets with a bucket, a lot of people come and tell me the stories about friends, relatives, or themselves. So I've got some leaflets I can give out with our contact details and push them towards us. And most of them are very, very grateful for that. I've got less opportunity in shops because I'm only meeting, you know, the shop owner or the staff, very few. But I have, on occasion, you know, handed out leaflets to them as well.
Would you recommend others to get involved with it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'll probably take it a bit too far, a bit too pedantic, and I love my computer spreadsheets. And but it's quite a simple job, and it's very gratifying to pick up cash. I mean, we count the cash and I bank it. In some charities, one person picks up the cash, somebody else counts it, and somebody else banks it. But I like to see the whole routine, so it suits me down to the ground. And I'm not suggesting anybody should start with as many boxes as I have. That's a matter of choice. But to start with 100 boxes when somebody retires or when I drop dead or whatever would be quite a gentle way of getting into the routine. And you get so much satisfaction from finding the boxes that I've actually placed myself rather than inherited are doing well. I get a real kick out of that.
And you know that it's funding great work that R&IB are doing for blind and partially sighted people as well.
Absolutely. And it's quite social as well.
No, it sounds like you get a lot out of it. If you're at home and you're thinking, I think I might like to get involved with this, all you have to do is get in contact with R&IB. It's all the W's .rnib.org.uk/sooty, or you can email, and it's sooty@rnib.org.uk. So that's sooty@rnib.org.uk. Well, John, you are a tremendous example and an ambassador in a lot of ways for fundraising. And are you planning to carry it on?
Well, I've set myself a minimum target of $250,000, and then I'll see how the body is then.
Yeah, well, at this rate, you've not got too far to go.
No, it is, well, that's probably another 4 or 5 years. I'll see how it goes. But just to add to your comment there, if anybody wants to take it up, you're not left alone. You're not just cast adrift. Here you are. There's your stores. Go and pick the money up. There is support from the paid staff, and usually there's somebody who you'll be taking over from who will walk out with you and show you the rounds and show you everything. So it's not as onerous as it might sound. It's quite a gentle lead-in.
Well, as I say, you're a fantastic ambassador, John Clark. An inspiration. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
No problem. I enjoyed it. I enjoy everything I do.